Hi, Jim Paoletti here. I want to take a few minutes and talk with you about the interactions of thyroid hormones. If cortisol is considered the king of the hormones, then thyroid should be considered the queen. If thyroid hormone function is suboptimal, then the function of all hormones is suboptimal. First, consider that all the enzymes in the body function optimally at 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. If thyroid function is suboptimal, then metabolism will be slowed, and the average temperature of the body is usually 1 degree or more below normal. None of the enzymes involved in hormone production and metabolism or involved in hormone receptor function will operate at an optimal level if body temperature is low. Secondly, the production of all hormones is significantly affected by the function of the thyroid hormone T3. All the six steroid hormones and cortisol, as well as aldosterone, are synthesized from the cholesterol molecule. The initial step in metabolism of cholesterol to the steroid hormones is the conversion to pregnenolone, which is then metabolized to the other steroid structures. The true rate-limiting step in this process is the transport of cholesterol into mitochondria, a process regulated by the enzyme steroidogenic acute regulatory protein, or STAR protein. STAR protein is stimulated by physiological amounts of T3, so the rate-limiting step in the production of hormones from cholesterol is regulated by the function of T3. Do note, however, that evidence has shown that excessive T3 can suppress STAR activity. So again, got to keep a hormone physiological level. Accordingly, assessing and addressing thyroid function is a crucial part of balancing the sex hormones of a patient if a patient exhibits signs of hypothyroidism or low metabolism. Thyroid and progesterone. At physiological amounts, thyroid and progesterone work together in harmony, enhancing each other's functions. The receptors for progesterone and thyroid form heterodimer receptors with each other. T3 also stimulates production of thyroid hormone-induced factor, TIF, which stimulates release of progesterone from ovarian granulosa cells. In turn, excess thyroid decreases progesterone function, and excess progesterone decreases thyroid function. Estrogen and thyroid interact on multiple planes also. Estrogen promotes the growth of thyroid cells and regulates thyroid gland vascularization. Estrogen receptors are thought to be regulated in part by thyroid hormone. It appears that T3 can act to diminish estrogen signaling by decreasing pituitary LH expression, decreasing estrogen synthesis from the androgens, and suppressing estrogen receptor sensitivity. Thyroid function modulates liver function, where the majority of estrogen metabolism occurs. Low thyroid function can lead to decreased metabolism of estrogens and therefore higher levels of estrogen. High levels of estrogen, in turn, can raise thyroid binding volume and decrease thyroid function further. Another one of those little vicious circles we get into. Administration of oral estrogen therapy results in decreased clearance and possibly increased synthesis of thyroid binding globulin, causing a significant increase in binding of the thyroid hormone. Testosterone. Testosterone therapy at higher than physiological doses has been shown to lower thyroid binding globulin by increasing its clearance, and higher testosterone can increase the conversion of T4 to T3, both effects which increase thyroid function. However, excess testosterone also interferes with the T3 receptor and decreases the function of the receptor, so the overriding effect of excess testosterone is most often decreased thyroid function. In presence of excessive circulatory T3, as in the case of autoimmune thyroid reactions, where the destruction of glandular cells can release the stored T4 into circulation, and you get increased levels of peripheral T4 and T3. In those situations, T3 receptors are increased in number and form more heterodimer receptors with those of retinoic acid. Retinoic acid receptors also form dimer receptors with receptors for vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, and progesterone. Because of the increased dimer formation with excessive T3, there are less retinoic acid receptors available, and the result can be decreased functions of the other entities. In turn, an excess of progesterone, omega-3 fatty acids, or vitamin D can lower thyroid function. Thyroid function is significantly affected by cortisol levels by multiple mechanisms, as explained in my previous podcast on cortisol, the endocrine disruptor. So adrenal function should always be assessed when addressing thyroid function. Thank you for listening.